Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My guest on 99.5 The Mountain is comedian Brian Regan. He's in town for three shows this weekend at the Paramount Theater. These shows will be taped for an upcoming special on Netflix. Brian, when you talk about Netflix comedy specials, you're joining a pretty illustrious group. Chris Rock, Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld. This is a big deal.
Yeah, man. I'm very happy to be doing the Netflix stuff. I've done a couple of Comedy Central specials in the past, and Netflix has evolved from, you know, their little mailing company that they had where they would mail DVDs out and stuff to what it is today. So it's fun to be part of it.
Brian, does it still kick you in the pants a little bit, so to speak, when you hear your name mentioned alongside people like who I just mentioned, Chris Rock and Louis C.K. and Jerry Seinfeld?
I've never been good at, promoing myself. Like when you were saying those names, I'm thinking people out there are listening going, well, I've heard of Seinfeld. I've
who's
heard
this
of Chris
guy?
Rock. Who's the guy Mike's talking to right now? So, listen, I've been doing it a while. I like doing it. And the fact that they might throw my name in that hat every now and then is pretty flattering.
Is there a part of what you do, particularly in terms of the writing and structuring the material, that maybe it helps to have a little bit of that edge and not really think of yourself in that same elite group as some of those other artists that we mentioned?
You want to be of the people. You don't want to be, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
When you're on stage, you want to be, I'm like you out there. You don't want to feel like, hey, I belong up here and you belong out there. You know, it's like, I'm just one of all of us on stage, and I'm sharing stories that we can all relate to, you know? So I never get caught up in that, the celebrity aspect of it. Is I don't even think of myself that way, you know? I'm still surprised when people recognize me, you know, like, the other day I was just walking through the airport and a guy said, hey, Brian, you know, and I walk over and I'm like, how do I know this guy? Do I know him from college? Do I know him from high school? It doesn't even dawn on me that he might know me from the entertainment industry, you know? So it's very strange.
My guest on 99.5 The Mountain is comedian Brian Regan. You know, I think, Brian, when you're connected with Netflix for this upcoming special and you're, you know, a big-time A-lister like yourself, I would think Netflix says to you, hey, Brian, where do you want to record? You go to Bora Bora, you can go to Fiji. You picked Denver. We're very excited about that.
That's exactly right. I was able to choose the location, and I wanted it to be in Denver. It's been a year and a half or so since I was there last. The Comedy Works Comedy Club has always been a big supporter of mine. I've loved performing there over the years, and the crowds are great, and so I thought, why not? Let's do it there.
Regardless of what side of the political fence anybody is on, Brian, I feel like a lot of people would agree that this is sort of an unsettled moment in American history, let's say. As a writer and performer, and in some ways a social commentator, does that have any impact on the way you do what you do? Does this moment make it more difficult or less difficult, or is there really no difference in the way you approach your craft?
I think the interesting thing about this political climate is that, you know, comedians can choose to go after it, or they can choose to tiptoe around it. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm not a political comedian. You know, I also like talking about why there are sprinkles on donuts and whether or not Trump is in the White House. Doesn't really affect
you. You like the deeper stuff, is what you're saying.
I like to go right at it. You know, sometimes people they'll get up and they'll walk out in droves as soon as I hit on my donut sprinkles.
Yeah, I mean, nothing polarizes the country like donut sprinkles.
That's exactly right. But I like the fact that there are comedians who are very political, and I like the fact that there are comedians who are not very political. You know, it's like a wide net, just like music. You know, it's like, it's good that there is rock and roll, but it's also good that there's reggae.
On average, when you go out to do a show or series of shows like you're going to do this weekend, how long does it take you to write and rehearse and test the material that you plan on using?
Well, this is going to sound strange, but I'm always working on three things simultaneously. I'm working on the individual bits, you know, like a joke, mm-hmm. an idea, which might be a minute long or whatever. Then I'm also working on my five-minute spots, you know, to do, I used to do Letterman's, but now I'll do Fallon or whatever. So I'm working on those five-minute things. But I'm also always working on an hour, to create an hour that I can record or make a special or something. So all three of those quests are happening simultaneously, and it's a blast, you know?
And we, the audience, we wish you continued success in your quest. Comedian Brian Regan in town for three shows at the Paramount this weekend. Thank you for your time. Congratulations again on the Netflix special.
Very kind, man. Thank you so much, Mike.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.